the biggest difference is how we're going to notice it this year. Usually we try and let folks know almost a month in advance so that they can prepare for it. And it's all about trying to keep the fuel surcharge down. And the theory in the past has been, well, the less you use, the less that fuel surcharge impacts you. The fuel surcharge is essentially, we take the cost of the diesel fuel for the run, and we just spread that over all the kilowatt hours that are sold during that billing cycle to make it just a little bit palatable for everyone. Well, what seems to usually happen, at least in the past, is that going into it, the run may not happen until the end of the billing cycle. And so to try and encourage people to conserve and save the entire month is pretty difficult. Usually by the time the run comes around, everybody's all burned out on conserving and has kind of gone back to normal use again. And so what happens after that is you end up with just as much diesel fuel as you would have had you not tried to conserve, plus you've got less billable hours to spread the cost out over, and it just makes the fuel surcharge look absolutely awful. So what we're going to try and do this year is we're going to partner with you folks here at KSDK and with the Wrangell Sentinel, and we're just going to get the word out when the actual run is happening, and we're going to, through the KSDK, we're going to provide daily updates as to how much fuel we've used for the day and what our peaks and lows were for power for the day, and just get everybody on board and just say, for the week of the run, conserve, conserve, conserve. And the plan being that when the run is done, we will have the least amount of fuel over the maximum amount of kilowatt hours sold for the billing cycle, and it should make that fuel surcharge just look really, really small. For past reference, starting back in 2012, the fuel surcharge was 5.8 cents, and then the year after that, year before last, it was 5.5, and then last year it was 5.2 cents. So it's been slowly been coming down anyway, but that's mostly because the price of fuel has been dropping. And I'm hoping that we can get that fuel surcharge down to 4 cents or less this year. Basically, each one of those generators burns about 100 gallons of fuel an hour apiece. And if we can get by with just running two generators instead of three, well, that makes a pretty big difference when it comes to the fuel surcharge. So anyway, I'm kind of excited to see how this approach works. It's never been used before. So I figure we'll give it a try and see what happens.
And so what are some ideas for what people can do to use less energy?
Oh boy, that brings us to Wrangell Municipal Light and Power's top 10 list of ways to conserve electricity during the diesel run. Starting with number one on the list, of course, would be to use wood or oil heat for an alternative. If you do have an electric boiler and don't have any other alternative, maybe just turn that thermostat down or off. Get by as cool as you can. Number three on the list, use a clothesline to dry clothes instead of your electric clothes dryer. Number four would be to wash dishes by hand instead of the dishwasher. Number five, if you must use a dishwasher, turn off the drying function, because those actually use quite a bit of power. Another alternative, number six, use paper plates and disposable dinnerware so you don't have to do dishes at all. Number seven, one of my favorites, is a barbecue dinner every night, so you're not using any power at all. Number eight would be turn off and unplug everything in the house that is not essential for the week. Number nine, another one of my favorites, is to spend time out in the boat, RV, or your camp trailer. And then number 10, my absolute favorite, is just go camping or go to the cabin or go on vacation for the week. So anyway, I realize these are not things that necessarily everybody can do, but I think everybody can at least do a few of them. And it's just for the week. And if we can just conserve like crazy for the week, that old fuel surcharge thing will be next to nothing, and I don't think anybody will hardly feel it.